Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, we're on from 1 to 4. It's only an hour of the show left. Quite a first 2 hours. If you missed them, pick it up on the iHeartRadio app. John and Ken on demand. The podcast will be up there just after 4 o'clock.
Listen to the first half hour of the show.
It was good beyond that.
No. It's something special. Like if you only have a half hour to listen to anything, listen to Steve Gregory's report on the absolute mayhem they've created in the juvenile detention centers, where the teenage violent felon psychos are carving up the probation officers who aren't even armed. That's what was shocking. They can't fight back with anything.
All right, today in Oh, by the way, in 15 minutes, one more keyword on our show for your chance to win $1,000, the KFI's Inflation Compensation Contest, and there'll be another shot at around 5:20 with Tim Conway Jr. So today in Sacramento, in the continuing problem of fentanyl, they claim that nearly 500 Californians die every month from fentanyl. 500. The Assembly Public Safety Committee in Sacramento is not going to hold hearings to consider any legislation aimed at addressing the problem. We've talked about this several times before, most famously Alexandra's Law, which has been pushed by a man who lost his daughter. She thought she was getting a painkiller, an opioid, and it was laced with fentanyl, and she died of an overdose. This media event today included parents parents who lost their kids to fentanyl, and also a number of state legislators who were there to try to bring attention to this, because pretty soon it's going to be one of the last days that the Public Safety Committee will meet before nearly all fentanyl legislation will be stalled in the process. There are a number of bills. I just mentioned one of them, Alexandra's Law. We're going to talk now to a couple of people who were involved in today's event. We have a state assemblyman by the name of Joe Patterson, a Republican from Rockland. And we have a mother who lost her 17-year-old son to fentanyl. Her name is Laura. Let's get him on the air and talk about all this.
Laura Didier, welcome to the John and Ken Show.
Hi. Thanks for welcoming me on today.
And Assemblyman Joe Patterson, welcome as well.
Thanks for having me.
Laura, you can start by talking about Zach.
Yeah, it's really a tragic story. My son, Zach, was only 17. He was a high school senior at one of our high schools in Rockland, doing amazing. He was straight-A student. He loved school. He was an athlete on the track team and played soccer. He was finishing his Eagle rank in scouting, and he loved music and taught himself how to play piano, and he was in the orchestra, and he was a friend to everyone, everybody's cheerleader. Everybody just adored him. And he had no history with substances. He was just doing great, but it was COVID when I lost him. He was locked down, as all the kids were. So maybe there was some boredom involved. It was a brand new, decision to try something that was marketed to him as a Percocet pill. And one pill ended his life overnight in his bedroom. And we were blindsided, absolutely blindsided. Never had heard of this crisis, never had heard of counterfeit pills and fentanyl. And, fortunately, my ex-husband and I, who remain very good friends and co-parents, we were fortunately on the same page about being public with Zach's story, just to warn our community, because it was clear none of Zach's friends were aware of this danger either when we lost him. So just trying to be awareness advocates and keep our son's memory alive.
It was one pill that he thought was Percocet, and instead there was fentanyl in it. One pill, and it killed him.
Correct. And there was no Percocet in it at all. These pills are completely counterfeit, but stamped and made to look like the real thing. And they're deceiving people every day.
Did he do this to get these through social media? How did he get this pill?
He did connect with someone that was operating and marketing these pills on Snapchat with the app.
All right. Well, that brings us to Assemblyman Joe Patterson. And Joe, you know, what we hear is that the Public Safety Committee will not entertain any bills that could result in new laws that send people to prison or extend prison time. None of that. They just don't want any of that. Is that your take?
That's actually exactly what they are doing and what they openly say, out loud. It's not a secret. I think, by the way, Laura and Zach lived in my neighborhood. They're the only reason why I even knew what fentanyl was at the time, but it's become such a big thing. And what Laura's doing and educating people on it is one of the ways that we can start reducing fentanyl deaths. But the other one is we have to hold people accountable. And, a metaphor was given to me one time, and that's, why this is different from the war on drugs. And that's what the Public Safety Committee like to say, hey, we can't go back to the time of war on drugs. But this is different. This is a poison. Imagine a minor, for example, going to do some things that some minors do, and they go buy, let's say, some alcohol, some whiskey, and they're buying this brown liquid from somebody, from a friend or some random person. They have a drink, and they end up dead. Well, maybe it could have been cyanide colored brown. And that's what's happening with these kids, is they're going to buy what they think, experimenting with a pharmaceutical, and they're getting the cyanide instead of the whiskey. And it's killing the kids, and all parents need to know about this. But unfortunately, the Public Safety Committee, they don't want to hold these individuals accountable, and it's really too bad.
So this is what I'm struggling here. Everybody can have a catchy slogan like, well, we don't want to go back to the war on drugs. You clearly have a lot of teenagers dying. Clearly.
Yeah.
And it's clearly being sold and pushed by evil psychos, right? They're selling fake Percocet. They know it's fake Percocet. By now, everybody knows there's a lot of random fentanyl in this. Are they comfortable with all the teenagers dying? Or do they just not address that? They just run away from even discussing this honestly. It's 500 Californians are dying every month. 500 Californians.
Yeah.
I don't know who else to turn to but the legislature to try to put some restrictions in and some enforcement in to stop this.
I mean, it's gotten so bad. Alexandra's Law, which, by the way, I authored the same exact legislation this year. All it did was provide a warning to people that say, hey, if you continue doing this and somebody dies, you could be charged with murder. And this is very similar to a DUI legislation that a former assemblyman and now DA of Orange County carried years ago on DUIs. It's the same thing. We already do it in California, but we can't do it with fentanyl.
Why are they comfortable with all the teenagers dying, all these tragic stories like what happened to Laura's son?
Well, you're asking me to justify something that doesn't make sense,
But they must talk about it. Don't they talk about this?
Joe, there was even a Democrat bill that was presented, supposedly a bipartisan bill dealing with the fentanyl dealers. That failed, too.
I'm telling you, I have Democrats. This is bipartisan. My mom's a Democrat. Democrats in the legislature come up to me every single day and want to support legislation like this. This is not, you know, I don't think this is the feeling of Democrats in general. This is the...
But so it's,
you know,
just the public safety Democrats that are blocking all this?
This committee, and, you know, what's interesting is, you know, every single legislator represents the same number of people. It's 500,000 people. And I don't think, you know, it's not the governor. It's one committee or one individual that's made this decision. I represent the same number of people. And look, we're not looking to go after the people who are, you know, using drugs between each other. Not that I condone that at all. I mean, they need help, too. Right. I'm trying to go after the people that are selling, like, unfortunately, to Zach on Snapchat. They know what they're doing. There's evidence of this. They know what they're doing and they continue to do it anyways, knowing the risk. And we cannot hold them accountable. And I have to say one more thing on that. This is going to sound crazy because it's getting into this country from the border. And that's a problem in the first place. But the truth is the federal government, because our laws are so weak in California, if you don't have a good DA in your county, the federal government is the only body that is prosecuting these cases. And they're only getting, after murdering somebody, 8 or 9 years. Now, there have been cases where it's been 17. I think Zach's murderer got 17 years. But in California's early release, unfortunately, he's probably going to be out in 8 years.
Laura, what do you make of all this? Because now you're living this nightmare and you've been getting politically involved. What do you see as the cause for all this resistance to something that obviously needs to be addressed?
Well, it's very disheartening to me. My son's story has been in the news quite a bit. So I will have people reach out to me, newly bereaved parents reach out to me and share their stories. You know, someone recently lost their child right before this past holiday season. And it's very disheartening to see that even bipartisan legislation cannot get any traction, cannot get movement. I agree with Assemblyman Patterson that there needs to be accountability. I have chosen to throw my energy and time into warning kids. I'm working with our local district attorney's office on assemblies. We've hit almost all the high schools in my county. I will be at my son's middle school tomorrow with our assembly team. I feel like in the midst of our grief, we are doing everything we can to warn our communities, to warn kids, and we're just asking our legislature to stand with us, you know, in solidarity in getting these things out. And I have to say, I was just speaking at giving testimony on some enhanced sentencing around fentanyl, and the chair of the committee, she walked out during my testimony.
Who was that?
Heartbreaking.
Who was the chair of the committee?
What's her name?
Senator Wahab.
Who?
Senator Wahab.
State senator?
And
it's a woman?
Yes. And it's, you know, I don't know why, you know, what her need to walk out at that precise moment was, but it's hard. You know, I think, you know, I want to see the best intentions in people. I want to believe that our representatives are seeing our pain and want to make a difference. But I go to these, you know, hearings and these things happen and it just saddens me because I feel like we really need to be holding hands across the aisle and supporting policies that make sense.
All right.
And I think, yeah.
Yeah,
we're just out of time, but our condolences, Laura, on the loss of your son, Zach, and we'd like to talk to you again. I'm sure you're going to keep up this fight. Same with you, Assemblyman Patterson. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, we got
thank
more
you
coming
for having
up.
Me.
All right, you're welcome. More, your chance for some money is next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, we were just talking to a mother who lost her 17-year-old son to fentanyl. 500 Californians a month die from fentanyl. 500. And they can't get the legislators in Sacramento to do anything about it when it comes to new penalties, legislation that addresses the issue. Her name was Laura, her son, Zach. she mentioned near the end of the interview that one of the committee members in Sacramento, a legislator, walked out during her testimony asking for something to be done about the California fentanyl problem.
This state senator, Ayesha Wahab, turned her back on Chris while Chris is explaining how her son died.
It's Laura.
What? Oh, Laura. Chris is the husband. Sorry.
Yeah, Laura.
Chris was the father.
Yeah, Zach is the son. Laura's the wife.
Laura's the wife, and Laura is there testifying, and Ayesha Wahab gets up and walks away. She represents San Jose, Santa Clara, Hayward, up in that region.
She just got elected last year. State Senator Ayesha Wahab.
Yeah, she was the first.
The first Muslim, right, elected to the state senate or either chamber of the California state legislature.
The first Afghan American elected to public office in the United States.
That's all that matters.
And and this is what she does? This is the thank you to the country? This is, your kid died from fentanyl poisoning? F you. I'm not even going to sit and listen to this. Stop boring me. Stop boring me with your sob story about your son dying. I don't want to hear it. Ayesha Wahab, wow. That is really rude and cruel. Could you do that? Could you do that to an emotional mother talking about her son dying? Get up and leave? Oh.
Yeah, they just shut it down. I don't want to hear anything you have to say. I'm not giving any more penalties, any more laws dealing with drug dealers.
Well, and it says here, as a senator, she works as an advocate for seniors, women, and children. Well, you have a woman talking about how her child died from the fentanyl poisoning. Wow. What is going on? Who are these sociopaths being elected? What are these people doing with their votes? That is dark and cold. Ayesha Wahab. She'll probably become governor.
There was a story that ran a few weeks ago. I didn't get to it, but I dug it up now. Dealing with this public safety nonsense in Sacramento. Of course, we threw a whole bunch of them in the dumpster last Friday, including the head of the Assembly Public Safety Committee. That's at Reggie Jones Sawyer.
Another one.
Los Angeles.
Another one.
Apparently, a few weeks ago, on the Assembly Public Safety Committee, it turns out our guest that we just had on the air, Assembly Member Joe Patterson, a Republican, introduced a bill to increase criminal penalties for domestic violence, human trafficking, and other sexual crimes, such as the rape of an unconscious or incapacitated person. We've talked about this before, that these crimes are not considered serious violent felonies. So he was trying to do something about that. Remember that list we've always mentioned on the show?
Yeah.
It got killed by the Assembly Public Safety Committee. The chairman, Reggie Jones Sawyer, said, you're just trying to get us back to three strikes. This will stop all crime. We've proven that doesn't work. But then,
it's a lie.
A Democrat by the name of Jesse Gabriel of Woodland Hills introduced a bill to impose sentence enhancements on people convicted of taking, damaging, or destroying property worth more than $275,000. It passed. Even though several Assembly Committee members had misgivings, they still passed her bill. And the lesson from this is, well, if it's one of ours introducing a bill, we have to take it seriously. If it's one of those people over there, that law and order, lock them up crowd, we'll just ignore it. That's where we are now. Like that state senator who turned her back and walked out on our guest talking about what happened to her son. This is what we're dealing with now. We don't want to hear anything because it's from the other side.
A woman who does that should really, you should burn in hell for that. You really should. What a gut punch.
Be respectful enough just to let her tell her story.
She can't even fake respect. She can't even fake some compassion, let alone take the right action.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, the Moist Line is coming back around in 3 days. We're auditioning you. You want to leave a message? It could make the cut for airplay on Friday in the 3 o'clock hour. Use the iHeartRadio app. The microphone icon is a way to connect directly to the Moist Line or dial up the old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886.
It's not that high a bar, by the way, to make the cut.
Some weeks it is. We get lots of calls some weeks.
Well, maybe
there's lots going on and people have lots to say. You can ask Eric. I don't actually know. So
I don't know. I maintain the bar is pretty low.
Maybe there's no bar.
Maybe we should sit at the bar. I have a standard.
I'd like to hear the stuff that
I
doesn't
knew he'd
make
chime
it.
In. Yeah.
Honestly, some of the stuff that doesn't make it for multiple reasons, it's still some pretty good stuff.
Right. But it's unairable or illegal. Or,
yes, yeah, right. Yes. There are FCC regulations we have to.
You could be in trouble, like Fox News, and
yeah, I'm not trying to go down that road. I don't have $787.5 million.
Yeah, now, that's another breaking story this afternoon. Fox News is paying out $787 million to Dominion Voting Systems over the whole 2020 fiasco with Trump's claim that the election was stolen, and Fox putting on all these people who presented quote evidence of that.
Fox is admitting that they pushed lies and amplified lies, but they don't have to do it on their own channel. That was part of the deal.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. No. Yes. No. So you're not going to see any on-air explanation or apology on the Fox News channel.
Oh, here's a headline I think says a lot about where we are today. Americans now spend more money on legal weed than chocolate. Sales of marijuana from dispensaries has topped $30 billion in the last year. That's more than people spend on chocolate. So there you go.
Did you see that story? I think it was in the New York Post. It was a column. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's guy by Steve Quazzo. He said, let's be blunt. Legal weed is turning New York workers into zombies. And he goes, ever since they decriminalized marijuana, there's stinky smoke hanging everywhere. Subway cars, Broadway theaters. men's rooms. And now a license to get high has turned service employees into zombies. If you just order coffee, you have to say it three times to get a response from the zombie barista. And he says everybody is stoned. A friend of his said any question or request is met with a vacant look, and they just mumble, no problem. And it's in stores and it's in restaurants. They're hollow-eyed, disengaged from their past, from their tasks. Their breath reeks of weed. Stores, restaurants, dry cleaners.
Yeah, we're going under in a cloud of marijuana smoke. Great. Goodbye. Oh,
he said he went into one place and he gave the guy a $20 bill for an $8 cup of soup, and he asked for a bag. He took $20 and forgot the soup, the change, the bag, and me. He wandered off.
Hello. All right. Well, it's time on the John and Ken Show to pause and say, let's hear it for the teachers.
Oh, my God.
The LA Unified School District teachers have gotten themselves a 21% raise over about 3 years. 7% a year. And haven't they done a bang-up job, especially during that pandemic? Come on, everybody.
Can you imagine not showing up for work for a year and a half, refusing to show up for work, and then you're rewarded with a 21% pay increase?
This includes an added $20,000 salary bump for nurses, $3,000 for school psychologists, psychiatric social workers, attendance counselors, and other special service providers.
Attendance counselors.
Attendance counselors.
That's a good one. Boy, I'd like to be paid as an attendance counselor for LAUSD. That's a hard job.
This has got to be a spoof. I heard over the weekend they rejected a 19% offer, and I said, what do they think they're going to get? Well, they got 21.
This is our tax money. And very few of the kids can read. Very few of the kids can do basic math, and nobody cares. It's almost all minority kids.
And did you see they did that acceleration day thing again last week during spring break, and they got like one third of the people, kids, you know, showed up.
Parents don't care either. The parents don't care, and the kids don't care.
It's just smoke weed.
Well, that's what's going to happen. They're going to graduate high school, maybe, and they're going to get a job making coffee at Starbucks, stoned on weed. They can't even make change, and there's your life.
Well, it's what you said earlier in the show. Could also lead to more criminals.
Oh, it will be. It will definitely be.
Especially since we have no criminal justice system and there's no punishment.
Right. Because they're
all of these things will come together.
Right. They're not going to be able to make any money. And so they're going to start stealing stuff. Wow. And look at this. Look at this stooge, Alberto Carvalho.
Yeah, he's new and he's already a stooge.
He's actually carrying on that he's grateful for the agreement that reflects the dedicated work of our employees. They didn't show up for a year and a half.
Is this money coming from? They've already given out a pile of money to the cafeteria workers, and they're losing students. Enrollment is down. I don't know where they think they're going to get all this money to pay all this raises. This is unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, they.
Has anybody brought up their finances for this?
We have
reserves. Remember that thing about reserves?
A year and a half, they didn't show up for work.
Oh.
There was some quote, I don't know where it is, I can't find it, about, oh yeah, here it is, Carvalho. He's nuts. You know, he's another one of these guys who talks with a loud voice, very booming and boisterous, but what an empty can. He says this agreement is necessary to make LA Unified the district of choice for families, but the district of choice for teachers and employees.
District of choice?
Everyone goes.
How many people are pulling out or putting their kids in charter schools?
The student enrollment has dropped by half in the last 20 years. You only go if you're too broke to go anywhere else.
Yikes.
You can't move and you can't do private school or parochial school or can't do homeschool or charter school. You can't get your kid in there. Wow. That is an abomination. What a joke. Carvalho is a joke. Those kids' lives are just ruined. The teachers don't care about any of them. Man, and the next person who comes up and says, well, you know, my teacher is wonderful. No, she's not. Stop right. It.
We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, we'll be done soon, but you can listen to the whole show not long after 4 o'clock by accessing the podcast, John and Ken on Demand, on the iHeartRadio app or at KFIAM640.com. A lot of important stuff in there today, dealing with the problem of fentanyl, dealing with what's going on in the juvenile detention system in the camps.
Right at the start of the show, Steve Gregory's report.
Got a special report on that.
You got to hear that, all right?
We had him on for a better part of half an hour with a lot of details, so that's all waiting for you in the podcast, which will go up shortly. Well, years ago on the John and Ken show, we had something we called the Fry the Menendi. Remember who?
The Menendez brothers' murder. They killed their parents.
They did. Lyle and Eric Menendez.
Rich Beverly Hills kids.
Murdered their parents. We had a DA at the time by the name of Gil Garcetti. It was remarkably incompetent, like his son.
The dud father of the dud son.
Could not secure a guilty verdict. Needed more money. We helped raise more money for them to take the case back to trial. They were eventually convicted and sentenced to long prison terms. Well, the mantra today could be, free the Menendi. Why would I say that, John? Well, actually, those bills in Sacramento may do that anyway.
Are they getting out?
No. One of the claims of Lyle and Eric Menendez was that part of why they killed their father was self-defense. He was sexually assaulting them. That story...
With a hairbrush. People,
yeah, but also I think it was actual sexual rape and such. Not just the hairbrush, but I think there were other claims that he was doing. He was diddling them.
That sticks in my head.
The hairbrush, I do remember that. But yes, not just spanking them with it, but yeah.
I can't look at one without thinking of that.
So you don't brush your hair?
Obviously.
Yeah, that is true. So a lot of people just rolled their eyes at that. That's ridiculous. I mean, they're going to say anything that they think they need to say to be kept from a very long prison term. Well, shocker today from TMZ, if you believe it, do you remember the boy band Menudo? Menudo was a very popular boy band from the 1980s. They were all teenage boys in the band.
I know they existed, but I can't say I ever saw them.
I know the name, too. I saw pictures, but I never think I heard a song.
No.
They would change. The people would change in the group over time because you get too old.
Yeah.
You would age out of Menudo. And there were claims by some of the Menudo boys that they were physically assaulted by, like, managers and stuff involved.
Yes, I remember. Yeah.
But one of them, just now, 30 years later, named Roy Rosello, is now claiming that Jose Menendez drugged and sexually assaulted him.
Is that right?
Yeah. Does this give any validity to their claim? Not that they killed him, but still, were they really not just completely pulling?
Oh, I don't care.
No, I know.
I really don't care. That family was monstrous.
He was an executive in the music business during the 1980s and 90s, the father, Jose Menendez. So,
apparently
he was very tight with the Latino community and the music field, and of course, Menudo.
And he got very tight with some of the Menudo.
Is that where they were from, Puerto Rico?
I don't remember. That was like on the farthest fringe of my consciousness.
Right.
Like, I just knew they existed.
Well, apparently all this is going to be aired by Peacock Streaming Services.
Oh, well, hey, I'd pay for that.
The story is going to be coming out on May 2nd.
Yeah. Oh, I want to hear about how the Menendez brothers' dad violated a Menudo member.
Well, there are a lot of young people that have worked in Hollywood that claim that this is a vastly untold story.
That's
big as Me Too was young people being sexually assaulted.
Oh, yeah. It was very difficult to get anywhere, especially in the music business. Very difficult for women. Probably still to get anywhere without submitting.
But the big thing is children, minors. Yeah. You know, all the child actors, it was easy probably for some of these pervert executives to take advantage of.
There are a lot of sexual perverts in Hollywood. And they're really good at covering it up because they have all they have all these social causes that they're constantly
and they can hold it over you. You'll be ruined. You'll never work again.
They're all phonies. They're all perverts and phonies. Perfect time for Conway. Hey now. Hey now. How dare you?
He's supposed to say, you're talking about Handel?
Yeah, you're talking about Bill Handel?
But see, I thought that was too close, so I didn't, I didn't bring it up.
It's a good one.
All right. LAUSD teachers and the union reached a tentative labor agreement, right? I thought they did that a month ago, and I guess they...
No, that was a cafeteria workers.
Oh, thank God.
Everyone's getting drivers.
Everyone's getting money. 1,800 Southwest Airlines flights were delayed due to a temporary ground stop. And deadline for filing taxes. But some Californians have an extension, so that's pretty cool. And then Coachella was fined $117,000 for breaking city curfew all three nights.
Oh, how dare they.
There's a curfew out there.
And it was broken.
What is it, 10 o'clock?
I think it's 9 o'clock.
I didn't know they had a curfew there.
All three nights. Huh. And then I'm buzzing around Burbank today, and a guy shot himself in a Chase Bank right on Verdugo and Olive. And I drove by right like as it was happening. I'm like, crime's everywhere now.
That's right.
But he shot himself. Is that a crime?
I think he shot himself, I think it's a crime. I think it is.
It's a sin.
You can't charge suicide people with much because they're...
No, but if you unsuccessfully try to, like, hang yourself or kill yourself, I think they lock you up.
They do, huh?
I think.
Yeah,
I think so.
It should.
I don't know.
They should lock you up.
John. You give him an exit bag.
Oh, God.
Do it more neatly.
Oh, my God.
More efficiently.
John Colbell, please. I'll say a rosary for you tonight.
The rosary.
It doesn't seem to help. There's so many people praying.
Show me
for
your
me.
Beads.
Conway's next.
Big dog with those beads.
Your news guy's AWOL here.
All right.
Here he is.
Thompson's here.
Oh, and Mark Thompson, everybody.
Oh, you're late.
Wait, if I wasn't here, if he'd mentioned
me. No, I didn't.
No, we thought you were absent.
Yeah.
I like the sunglasses look indoors, too.
I cannot. The sun never sets on the cool, Ken.
What kind of bender were you on last night?
Yeah, that's great, man.
Lights a little much for you?
A shiner?
How dare you.
Two types of people wear sunglasses inside.
And they're both
the blind and studs.
There you go. That's my guy.
What about drug addicts?
I knew I was in the right place.
What about drug addicts?
How dare you?
Ding dong.
We got a how dare you out of both of them.
All right.
Persia's got the news. Live from the 24-hour Cafe Newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having seven kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.